भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरुन् श्रीयुतपरकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवं च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीव साद्वैतं सवदूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगना ललितश्रीविशाखान्वितं स हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिककान्त राधकन्त नमस्तुते तप्त कञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनीश्वरि वृषभानुसुते देवि प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवसदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्री प्रभुपाद की जय श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7. Chapter 2, text number 24. Here, Hiranyakashipu, king of the demons. Evam gunaibam manyanane manasyabikala puman jatitat samyatam badre ya lingo lingavaniva evam gunaibam manyanane manasyabikala puman Yati tat samyatam badri yalingo lingavanivan evam gunai bamya mani manasya vikala puman yati tat samyatam badri yalingo lingavanivan I chant it alone because there's no board. There's no board, so I chant. That's why I chant it alone. I know some has cell phone, but not everybody has. Word to word translation. Abraham. In this way. Gunaihi. By the modes of material nature. Brahmyamane. When shaken. Manasi. The mind. Avikala. Changeless. Puman. The living entity. Yati. Approaches. Tat. Samyatam. The same condition of agitation of the mind. Badre. O my gentle mother. He. Indeed. Alinga. Without a subtle or gross body. Lingavan. Possessing a material body. Eva. As Eve. Translation and purport by divine grace. Lesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. In the same way, O my gentle mother, when the mind is agitated by the movements of the moods of material nature, the living entity, although freed from all the different faces of the subtle and gross bodies, thinks that he has changed from one condition to another. Please repeat. In the same way, O my gentle mother, when the mind is agitated by the movements of the moods of material nature, the living entity, although freed from all the different faces of the subtle and gross bodies, thinks that he has changed from one condition to another. Purport. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 84, Text Number 13. Yeshad ma buddhi kunapitri da tuke, swadi kladradishu bomba jadi, jachita buddhi salitena karhichit, janesu abigesu sa eva goka. A human being who identifies the body made of three elements as a self, who considers the byproduct of the body to be his kinsmen, who considers the land of his birth worshipable, and who goes to a place of pilgrimage simply to bathe rather than to meet men of transcendental knowledge, not there, it shall be considered like a cow or an ass. Although Hiranyakasipu was a great demon, he was not as foolish as the population of the modern world. Hiranyakasipu had clear knowledge of the spirit soul and the subtle and gross bodies. But now, we are so degraded that everyone, including the exalted scientists, philosophers, and other leaders, is under the bodily conception of life, which is condemned in the Shastras. Sa eva goka. Such persons are something, are nothing but cows and asses. Hiranyakasipu advised his family members that although the gross body of his brother Hiranyaksha was dead, and they were aggrieved because of this, they should not lament for the great soul of Hiranyaksha, who had already attained his next destination. Atma, the spirit soul, is always unchanged. Avikala Puman. We are spirit souls, but when carried away by mental activities, Mano Dharma, we suffer from the so-called material conditions of life. This generally happens to non-devotees. Haro Abhaktashya Kuto Mahat Guna. Non-devotees may possess exalted material qualities, but because they are foolish, they have no good qualifications. The designations of the conditioned soul in the material world are decorations of the dead body. The conditioned soul has no information of the spirit and its exalted existence beyond the effect of the material condition. That is the end of Srila Prabhupada's purport to text 24. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 2, entitled Hiranyakashipu, King of the Demons. Hare Krishna. We begging permission from all the exalted devotees who are in this class to give us your blessings so we can say something. For my own purification, here Nakashipu is speaking philosophy that we are not the body. That is the statement of the sastras, that we are not the body. The living entities in this conditioned world are suffering out of ignorance of the difference between the material body and the spirit soul. Our suffering is due to ignorance. So here, Hiranyakashipu is speaking. My dear gentle mother, do not lament the death of my brother, who has already attained a higher destination. In other words, Hiranyakashipu is speaking. One who has left the body may be in a better position, for example, if the person has gone to the heavenly planet, or the person has gone to the spiritual world, and we in the material world are lamenting for the person. That is ignorance. Because who should lament for who? The one in the heavenly planet, the one in the spiritual world, or the one who is suffering in the material world? Lamentation for the body is ignorance. Hiranyakashipu is speaking. Those who have attained liberation should lament for those who are suffering in the material world. Therefore, Hiranyakashipu is saying it does not make sense for anyone to lament. And Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Asochana Vasochas Tom Pragas Badam Se Bhasa Se. Pragyas Badam Se Bhasa Se.
You will speak like you are a wise person. Pragya. You are speaking as if you know. But those who know does not lament for the living or dead body. Because if one leaves this room and enter another room, do we lament? No one cries for that. Because we know that the person is not in this room, but is in that room doing other activities. So one who has this knowledge does not lament, but rejoices. Therefore, devotees celebrate the departure of devotee. Jai! Because the devotee has gone back home, back to Godhead. So we celebrate. A devotee appears and devotee disappears, it is celebrated. Because both of them are wonderful. A devotee appearance is to help the conditioned soul get enlightened. So his appearance is glorious. The departure of a pure devotee is also glorious because by his returning back home, back to Godhead, he's teaching us also the process of leaving the body. So in both ways, a devotee is always auspicious. Therefore, lamentation is meant for fools. No, there is also a transcendental lamentation that you see with all of our acharyas. All our acharyas lamented. That is not lamentation, actually. It is the expression of their ecstatic devotional service they are sharing. But less intelligent class of men would misunderstand. Anyway, so Prabhupada has quoted this beautiful verse here. Jasha Adma Buddhi Kunape Tri Datuke. A person who accepts this body, which is a combination of bile, mucus, and blood, urine, to be the self, he is Sa Eva Go Kara. He is not better than an ass or a cow. One who accepts this body to be the self. And in, also in Hare Krishna temple, we always speak, we are not the body. We are not the body. We are not the body. Always we speak like this. We are not the body. Why are we always repeating this word? We are not the body. We are not the body. We are not the body. Because we are still in the body. Here, Prabhupada said the non-devotees. But from experience, not only the non-devotees, 90% of Hare Krishna devotees on the body. We look at each other. What is the quality of your dhoti? What is the quality of your sari? What is the material qualifications? Many temples you go, they have to introduce the devotee to the devotee so they would know his material qualifications. What is that? The body. Is the body. Oh, I thought he's an illiterate person. Now he has 10 degrees. There, then I can hear him. The body. That is the body. We are not the body. Yesterday we are fasting. How many people fasted to the time? How many of us fasted yesterday to the time? Majority of started eating. I mean, looking at the time when the fast will be over. What is that? We are the body. We are the body. Majority of devotees, when they have a little fever, no Mangalarati. What is that? We are the body. For one who knows he or she is not the body, will attain Mangalarati, will chant his her 16 round in any condition. That is the proof that we are not the body. For anyone who is still on the bodily platform has so many reasons not to do our prescribed duties. Philosophically, we are speaking. As the Prabhupada said, any devotee who simply understands I am not the body is an impersonalist. He's an impersonalist. One who really knows I'm not the body will be acting on the spiritual platform. That is a personalist. That is a devotee. So we should try to understand every word our acharyas are using, not just philosophically. We should try to realize it. We are not the body. We should realize it. We are not the body. There are many devotees who will never greet me because I have a material body. Because it's black. If from experience, we are not the body. Don't just speak it philosophically. You should realize it, how we are not the body. Here, the verse said, a person who is on the body is not better than an ass or a cow. How many of us are not cows and asses? After spending 40 years in the Hare Krishna movement, we are still on the body. When are we going to begin devotional service? A devotee was giving Bhagavad Gita class. Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, text 13, written on the board in the evening. He was speaking. We are not the body. And the rain was about to fall, and the breeze blew the Sanskrit board bah! On the ground. He jumped out of the asana. What is that? I'm the body. He jumped out of the asana. I'm not the body on the Bhagavad Gita, but in practice, he's out of the asana. He's speaking on the verse. I'm not the body. We should try to understand what it means, but we're not the body. We should be acting on the spiritual platform. We should see devotees equally on the spiritual platform. We should see things that Krishna consciousness means everything is eternally and consciously related with Krishna. And we have to use everything in that mood. That is the sign, the proof that we are not the body. Yasha Atma Buddhi. A soul who considers the body to be wonderful. Swadi Kladisi Boma Jadi. One who claims the land of his birth or her birth to be wonderful, worshipable. Is on the bodily platform. And a person who goes to holy places to take birth, not to hear the sadhus, the scripture recommends we should visit holy places. What is the reason behind the recommendation? Because the holy places, sadhus live there, or they visit the places. So we advise to visit there so that we can have the opportunity to meet those sadhus who are living there, or those who are visiting the places. Then we can hear from them Krishna Katha. Vasishtha Muni, he recommends every civilized person should have the association of devotees. Even the devotees are not speaking to you, they are speaking to themselves, but you should simply sit with them and hear what they are discussing. You will have a wonderful experience. One, you will overcome death. Perfect example is Narada Muni. The Bhaktivedantas were not speaking to Narada Muni. They were discussing Krishna Katha among themselves. But Narada Muni happens to sit with them and hear what they were discussing. What was the result? Narada Muni attained perfection in 4 months, not 40 years. Narada Muni, he attained perfection in 4 months. He performed devotional service only in 4 months. Within Chaturmasya, he attained perfection. Simply hearing from the Bhaktivedanta, the pure devotees of Lord Krishna, he had. What was his realization? The nature of the Bhaktivedanta has become attractive to me. What is their nature? Krishna conscious. They are fully Krishna conscious. Narada Muni became contaminated by the association of Bhaktivedantas. He became Krishna conscious. 4 months. So Narada Muni is teaching us, don't be proud about how many years we have spent in the Hare Krishna movement. We should be proud of if we have attained perfection in 6 months, like Dhruva Maharaj. Katranga Maharaj, 1 moment. And Prabhupada told us, 1 lifetime is possible to become God conscious. If we have bona fide association with sadhus. Why? Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, I have visited and traveled to so many places. I have visited so many temples. In each and every temple I visited, I saw in their altars that the deities are not there. Although the statues are there, but the deities are not there. Where has the deity gone? The deity is living in the body of pure devotees. Therefore, the perfection of my visit to holy places is Mandavendra Puri. That is where Krishna lived. Now I've attained the perfection of visiting holy places. So we shouldn't be spiritual scouts. And it's very funny. You see devotees who are going on the parikramas. They want to be the first person to go and see the deities. False ego. We are the body. We will not see anything. Because we don't have the eye to see. And Krishna is a seer. And we are to be seen. So, the sadhus, they possess Krishna in their heart. So it is not just the place. Sometimes, now we have all the holy places written in the books with all the pastimes. One can get the books and sit down and read. But listen, it is not the same. When you hear from a sadhu, one who has Krishna in the heart, speaking about those the same topic in those places, and you hear with rapt attention, it has different potency. The potency are not the same. Because Krishna lives in the body of his pure devotees. And when they speak, what are they doing? They are planting Krishna in the heart of the audience. If the heart is fertile, if the heart is fertile, the pure devotee speaking Krishna Katha will plant Krishna in the heart of those whose heart is ripe for it. Who are those? Those who will drink it through the ears. Sukadev Goswami used the word Nivista. Nivista means that Krishna Katha is taken through the ears, not through the tongue. So we should go to holy places, not for betting alone. That is secondary. The primary thing is to meet the sadhus and hear Krishna consciousness from them, because they will speak and destroy the ignorant questions there in the heart. That is the reason. For one who does not do this is simply visiting holy places so that people will understand. I'm coming from India. No? I'm coming from India. I spent 6 months in India and I visited Mayapura. What did you do there? Yes, you have spent 6 months in India and you visited the Mayapur, but what did you do there? To eat eat at Govinda's, cornflakes, tomato chips, and some pizzas. Now there's no Mr. Tomatoes. There were Bacta tomatoes before. Bacta tomatoes. That is not the recommendation of the Vedas or the scripture, the Shastra they are speaking. We should visit holy places. The reason is to hear the sadhus. So we should make arrangement to hear. Don't just come and jump from one place to another place. You can visit all the holy places you can visit and hear from what? Manodharma. Proper use the word here. Manodharma. Huh? No. We should hear from the sadhu. One who has Krishna in the heart. Let the person speak and will hear. That will be the perfection of our visit to holy places. At the end of our visit, we will become purified. And our interest in Krishna consciousness will increase. Our appreciation for each other will increase. We will be able to value each other because without the association of other devotees, we cannot make it in our Christian consciousness. Even you may consider yourself to live Lord Brahma, you cannot become successful in Christian consciousness without the powerful association of devotees. We will be able to appreciate the devotees. We will be able to increase our interest, our determination, our faith in Krishna, in the spiritual master, in the sastras. That is the proof that we have visited the holy places. Many devotees visited the holy places. When they returned back to their temple, they left the movement. Why? They have visited India. They have spent 6 months. They visited Mayapura. Why are they leaving the movement? Because they didn't take advantage of sadhus and hear from them. They simply heard from their mind. And as a result, they committed so many offenses at the expense of their own Krishna consciousness. So the philosophy is coming from Hiranyakashipu. Prabhupada said here, Hiranyakashipu, although he's a demon, but he is not a fool like our scientists, what our politicians. He is not like our philosophers. He is a devotee who is acting as a demon. Therefore, the knowledge of Krishna is in him. It does not go. That is the nature of Christian consciousness. When it is attained, it is permanent. It will never leave us. Therefore, no intelligent persons who lament on the body should try to practice our Christian consciousness in such a way that we realize that actually we are not the body, we are spirit soul. Or should be acting on the spiritual platform. That dealings you should have with every devotee. Not some devotees, with every devotee. Because when we go back to Godhead, what are we going to do then in the spiritual world? To go and ask Krishna, where is, I'm coming from Australia. Where is the place for Australians? I am a Bengali. Where is the place for Bengali? It does not exist. I can say, oh, my dear devotee, you have to go back there because that is where you will find them. Here, we are one. In Krishna consciousness, we are one. There is no material considerations here. The bodily activities are not here. Here, it is only spiritual activities. Thank you very much. Comments or question? One comment from... Devotees walking out of the speaker is an offense according to Vice Number Etiquette. Devotees walking out of the speaker before the end of the class is an offense. The class has not finished. To walk out, the questions devotees are going to ask, you may not know them. And most of the realization come from the questions, not from the lecture itself. So some inexperienced devotees, they always make this mistake of walking out when the speaker finishes speaking. The questions are most important, because the question has to deal with what the devotee is having in the mind. So the answer is more beneficial the whole 1 hour lecture.
Yes. Hare Krishna.
Yes,
sir. Dhanyavad. First of all, thank you so much. My question is, you given a very refined, a very pure a lecture based on this very pertinent topics which we deal with on daily basis. And that is the aim of our life, you know, being a devotee, to find out we are not this body, we are soul. But there is one thing called practical aspect of life. Because we deal with, you know, daily life, and we have to deal so many things. Because we cannot deny this very existence of this body. This body is there. We have to, you know, remain on two level on both time. So it means it's like just switching the button on, like on off, on off, on off, on off. So it means sometimes we struggle find out this right balance. You know, you cannot remain in one mode permanently. You have to switch and on and off. So what is the way, what is the balancing level point where we can just adjust ourselves in that situation, put on a situation, and we can find out, oh yes, we are body, not soul. Here we are body, we are not soul. And what is the practical aspect of this life? I mean, how can we in practical mode?
Yes, we are not the body does not mean we shouldn't take prasadam. We should take prasadam. It doesn't mean we should not dress. We should do that. It does not mean we should not sleep. We should do that. We should do all these things because we are neophyte. We should eat. We should sleep. We should dress because we are neophyte. Sri Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he will chant the holy name, throw out. When he's hungry, he will take the mud from Ganga and continue japa. Right? Don't do like that. You'll be sick. Raghunath Das Goswami, he will go to the rejected prasadam which the cows cannot eat. He will take that and wash it and eat it, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come. What a wonderful feast are you having, and you are not inviting me. When you were collecting money from your father, you were inviting me. But now you are eating transcendental prasadam, you are not inviting me. You are cheating me. Let me participate. Don't do that because you will get sick. He can do that because of the level of his consciousness. It's not the body. The Sri Goswami is, they gave up their exalted material position to come and wear cowpens and live under a tree. What is that? What is that? Every materialistic person wants to increase. There is no limit to our desire to accumulate. But here, a person is deliberately giving us such an exalted position at the risk of being jailed. To come and wear a cowpin and live under a tree. We should try to understand what devotional service means and what the meaning of the word devotee. We are talking, when you say devotee, means a pure devotee, not a conditioned soul. So, if you want to do something, let us know the goal, then we can know how to reach the goal. If you don't know what is pure devotional service, how are you going to reach there? How are we going to follow the process to reach there? We must know the goal, then we can start working towards it. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 10, Prabhupada said, when the goal is known, one can gradually traverse the path to reach the goal. The goal should be known. And at three levels, then the Prabhupada has explained the three levels. When one knows a goal and is still acting on getting the result of the activities, the person is practicing karma yoga. When one knows the result, he knows the goal, and he is acting in speculation, he is a gyani yogi. When the goal is known and the person is acting for the love of Krishna, that is the person is practicing bhakti yoga. So we should know the goal, then we can know how to work towards it. So we shouldn't be afraid to know the goal. We should know the goal, so we can know the process how to get there. Yes, but the last question. I'm sorry, because the time is already 5 minutes after. Okay.
Maharaj, I would like to give a comment, not so much a question. About us not being the body. Well, Srila Prabhupada, he was always teaching us we're not this body. But many of us, we don't follow Prabhupada's instructions. And he very much liked us to be ladies and gentlemen, Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. And I see that very much so, when, like just coming in the temple door here. Instead of getting in a single line to come through the temple door, you're all squashing in, almost killing each other to get into the temple. But an intelligent person would come through the temple in a line and go out of the temple in a line, so that he would get through much quicker and he would go out much quicker. Do you think this is more intelligent than trying to squash five of you through the door at once? This is being conscious. And also another thing that I specifically find that we aren't conscious of is that Srila Prabhupada taught us how to chant Hare Krishna. How did he teach us how to chant Hare Krishna? He taught us to chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But what do we hear in the kirtan? We hear everything but. We hear Hare Krishna, we hear Hare Rama, and we hear Jaya Gauranga. The other day I was out the frontier. A man came up to me. He's the security guard. He said to me, Jaya Gauranga. I said, Prabhu, go into the temple and teach those devotees to sing Jaya Gauranga, not Jaya Gauranga. So do you think we're going to make any advancement if we sing the mantra in a different way? Prabhupada said, this is going to destroy our movement. The other day I was walking back to the house before Mangalati and I heard the kirtan in the Gaudiya Math. Are we Gaudiya Math? Are we Gaudiya Math? Yes or no? No. And what were they singing? They were singing Gaurango, Krishna, and Ramo. So we are not Gaudiya Math. We are ISKCON. And we are Srila Prabhupada's representatives. So let us take this very, very seriously. We are not this body. We don't do things because we like the sound of it. We follow Prabhupada's instructions. Thank you very much.
Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai.